Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Avos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud, Mishnah Yud Aleph. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Aser Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zachar Afayin Reziv HaKalkon, Bikarav Mamesh. And Mishnah tells us, Heim Amru Shlosha Shlosha Dvarim. They said three things. This is referring to Talmidim of Yechem and Zakai that we learned about in the previous Mishnah, his five main Talmidim. Each one of them said three things. Now each one of them said many more things in Halacha. These three things that we're talking about is Derech Eretz, Musar, and Midos. They all had three things that he used to say. Reb Lezer used to say, this is Reb Lezer ben Hyrcanus, the kavod, the honor of your friend, should be as precious to you as your own. And don't be quick to get angry. This really goes together. This is one thing. The way a person can make sure to have kavod for his friend like he has for himself is to not get angered too quickly. Because if he does, then he's going to very easily demean his friend and embarrass him and shame him. But if a person is not easily angered, so then he's going to be able to have real kavod for his friend. Number two, do tshuva one day before you die. And since a person doesn't know when he's going to die, so he should do tshuva every day. And if I have a mischam, can I get an you should warm yourself by the fire of the Chachamim. The Chachamim are like a fire, and you want to get warmed by them from their Torah and their Midas Tavis and everything they have to offer. However, pay attention to the wording that you should warm yourself opposite the fire. You're not going into the fire or too close to it. You're staying at somewhat of a distance. And that's why he continues clarifying, be very careful of their coals so that you shouldn't get burned, which means you should be very careful in the covet of a Chacham. If you get too close to him, you might think that you could be chummy chummy, and you're saying that it's going to embarrass him or anger him, and that's going to burn you. How so? The bite of a chacham is like the bite of a fox, which has long, sharp, curved teeth. And when they bite somebody, it goes deep into the skin. And the doctor, in order to be able to heal it, has to cut more skin and widen it in order to be able to properly heal it. So it's very painful and difficult to heal. And makitzas and akitzas akrav, their sting is the sting of a scorpion, which is worse than a snake. Ulchishas and lechishas saraf, and the words that come out of their mouth are like the flame of a saraf, which is a fiery malach that breathes fire. V'chol dvarim kegachal eish, and all their words are like coals of fire. So a person has to be very careful, even though it's good to be close to Chachamim and you can warm themselves by them and gain tremendous amount, there's still a lot that could be lost, so one has to be aware. On to Mishnah Yud Aleph, Rabbi Yeshua says, Ayin Hara, a bad eye, that's when a person's not happy with what they have and they always want more. V'yetzer Hara, and giving into the Yetzer Hara, specifically with physical tivus and physical things. V'sinas Habriyos, and baseless hatred. Maitzinas Adam and Oilam, that takes a person out of the world. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow the Mishnah Yud Bezi and Gimel with the members of the other Talmidim. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.